something in the morning because the couriers had left for the night. Fox News, we report, you decide.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network, brought to you by AFS Foundation and Waterproofing Specialists. For a free quote, call 1-800-577-2058. AFS Foundation and Waterproofing Specialists. They support everything you love.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. Flash flood watch continues in effect again today through tonight. Mostly cloudy. I think there'll be some partial sunshine later, enough to get us up to about 90 for a high. Scattered showers and thunderstorms become much more numerous by this afternoon and this evening, and a few showers continue overnight, low 75. Tomorrow and Sunday, highs around 90. Partly sunny, a generous supply of afternoon and evening storms, about 50% coverage both days. Download our weather app. It'll keep you on top of the weather with push notifications for watches and warnings like we had yesterday, and future radar and radar plus hourly forecasts. Go to the App Store, search Rich Thomas Weather. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
These are headlines from the Montgomery Advertiser Newsroom. I'm Wendell Jay. Montgomery police were called to Wimbledon Road. That's off Virginia Loop. And when they arrived, they found a man who had been shot. The wound was non-life threatening. He was transported. Police still trying to sort out exactly what happened. The city now has 19 new cops. The officers have completed a 20-week training program, and they're going to be assigned to the MPD's patrol division. The city of Montgomery cut the ribbon on the new Dexter Alley yesterday. It connects the parking deck at Washington Street to historic Dexter Avenue. Now, the Dexter Alley is a public-private partnership. That's with Foshi Companies and the Dexter Group. They hope to increase business in downtown Montgomery. In the alley, you will find the new Mama Goldbergs and Frios Popsicles. That's your headlines, and as Governor Kay Ivey would say, sugar, y'all have a good weekend. I'm Wendell Jay.
Let's visit Pipsqueak and the boys and see what's up at Airport Trailer.
Yeah, I'm going back to school. I want to be a well-rounded trailer. I say you don't say, boy.
Hey, I want to talk to you about my schedule.
Who's this guy? That's Thornton Mellon Trailer. My dad, he's taking me back to school.
When's our first class?
The schedule says 11 o'clock.
11 o'clock, no good. I got a massage 11 o'clock. Tell him to make it 2 o'clock.
These boys will be lucky if they find the campus.
Hey, folks, it's on me. Shakespeare for everyone. Okay.
It's time for midsummer savings on Big Tex Trailers. With all the rain we've had, it's still hay season. Check out the Big Tex Goosenecks. Airport Trailer and Big Tex have it all. You know that Big Tex has the perfect lawn and landscape trailers. And it's just about time to start moving cattle. Check Airport Trailer's selection of CM stock trailers. Get to Airport Trailer today and find out what owning a Big Tex can do for you. Shop the full line of Big Tex products at Airport Trailer, your River Region Big Tex dealer. New trailers, repairs, or tune-ups. It's Airport Trailer. Call 288-5785. Make your trailer come to life at Airport Trailer.
What's your biggest investment? More than likely, it's your home. So treat it that way when you hire a painting contractor. With PBS Painting, there are no gimmicks, no $99 specials. Just quality painting and someone who treats your home with the same respect that you do. At PBS Painting, we have been painting for years and look forward to many more years to come. With PBS Painting, the job gets prepped properly, whether it's cleaning, scraping, or priming. We always use quality products, which is a must for a quality paint job. So if you're looking for a painter that doesn't need upfront money and is on the job at all times, then please give me a call. Scott Bowers and PBS Painting, 294-5122. That's PBS Painting, 294-5122. Look at some of our work on Facebook at PBS Painting Montgomery.
I'm Roy Moore, and I approve this message.
Well, folks, Judge Roy Moore is ahead in the polls, and that's ruffled some feathers in Senator McConnell's Insiders Club. They just don't like conservatives, so now they're running ads lying about Judge Moore and his record. No surprise there. The Senate's been telling us lies for years, like how they're going to repeal Obamacare or balance the budget. Well, we trust Judge Moore, and so does American Action Hero Chuck Norris.
Hi, everyone. I'm Chuck Norris. Today, I want to tell you about a real hero, Judge Roy Moore. Judge Roy Moore is a man of integrity. He has never backed down from standing for what is right. That is why the Washington establishment is spending millions of dollars in trying to defeat Judge Moore. So please join me in supporting Judge Roy Moore for the U.S. Senate.
Vote on Tuesday, August 15th for Judge Roy Moore, the conservative outsider. Paid by Judge Roy Moore for U.S. Senate.
Hi, this is Rick Peters, managing partner at Blue Water Broadcasting. For 12 years, we've called Montgomery home. And one thing that we've learned is that local business drives the local economy. It's the lifeblood of our community. So when you're thinking about a purchase, think local first.
Hi, this is Natasha Graham with B&B's Health Boutique. And when you're looking for that hard-to-fit size for a bra, look to us. We service all women, all shapes and sizes, and we do custom sizes as well. We also carry and fit for mastectomy products. We're proud to be a local business, and we care about our community.
It's our community. Buy local, think local. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
It's time for news and views from 9 till noon. Montgomery's conversational radio show. To join the conversation, call 272-9228. It's news and views from 9 till noon. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM. Now, here's Baron and Jack.
Friday, I'm in love, Jack Campbell.
Who you in love with, Baron?
Friday, I'm in love. Friday, I'm in love. You know, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. Those are all good days, but Friday. See, listen.
I don't care if Monday's blue.
That's what they're talking about, see?
It's gray and Wednesday, too. Thursday, I don't care about you. It's Friday.
Friday, I'm in love. All right, my friends, it's Friday. We're in love. It's 8.5 minutes after 11 o'clock. We got a great... great lineup of callers, including Betty Peters, who heard her name during the last break and said she was going to call in.
I uttered it.
Yeah, you did. But we got people that were... I tell people, we take them in order. We always take them in order. If you wait 30 minutes, it's because you called on a busy day. But I'm not going to take people out of order, so we're going to take them in order. Cranky.
Hey, good morning, everybody.
How you doing?
Hey, man, I tell you what. Who's ready for 5 o'clock? I'm telling you. Wow. This Senate race, I can't believe that some of the Gee Whiz kids on Madison Avenue haven't sold the hold your nose and vote for me slogan to one of these clowns. I don't know. It's just getting out of control. Anybody got any, you know, what are the latest polls saying?
Whose polls? You talking about the polls I trust? Is that what you're asking?
Yeah, he just said one of the latest polls.
Okay, the polls I trust, there are only two of them out there floating around right now I trust. One of them I trust because I know the guy who did it. I lay in bed with him every night. and I trust that one. And another one I trust because it's a good friend of Jack's and mine, and the numbers add up. And I know his methodology. I've worked with him in the past. I know how he does it. I believe there's a 10-point spread between Roy and Luther, and I believe there's a 10-point spread between Luther and Mo. Now, that is assuming turnout models are historically normal. What you cannot do in a poll is predict turnout. You can kind of guess, and everybody's always guessing, but you can never get it exactly right. And I've gotten to the point now where I'm starting to believe turnout will be a little lower than maybe I originally anticipated. So when I did my poll, well, I shouldn't have said that. The poll I liked the best that had a full 10-point spread between Roy and Luther, I predicted turnout to be in the 375-ish range. If it's lower than that, I'm going to put a bigger spread between Luther and Roy, and Roy will approach 50%. That's just a fact.
So you think that the lower the turnout, or the higher the turnout, that's going to help more because they're going to be motivated to go out and vote?
No, the higher the turnout, the better Luther and Mo will do.
I see.
Roy Moore, listen, Roy Moore has his votes. Well, let's just use round number. Let's say Roy has his 100,000 locked up, 100,000 votes. So if turnout is 300,000, Roy's going to get a third. But if turnout's 200,000, Roy's going to approach 50%.
I see.
No, Roy is not going to pick up a whole lot of voters who are like, I don't know if I'm going to go vote or not. That's what I'm saying.
Or undecideds who do end up going to vote.
Right. Anybody who's voting for Roy probably is not today on a Friday saying, you know, I'm really between Roy Moore and Mary Maxwell. You know, I'm just having trouble deciding between the two. I mean, that's just not how Roy Moore's support typically breaks.
Well, I tell you, it's going to be real interesting. It's going to be real interesting. What do you think the chances of one person winning it outright without a runoff? Not going to happen.
I think it's 50-50, honestly. That's my honest assessment.
And that one person would be Roy.
Only Roy Moore can win it without a runoff. Only Roy Moore can win it without a runoff. And I think it's 50-50 whether he can pull it off.
That's good odds right there. That's better than I would have figured anyway.
Yeah. I think he'll be close to 40% in a moderate turnout scenario. And if you're close to 40, you can win without a runoff, depending on how turnout breaks out.
Well, listen, guys, I appreciate it. Y'all have a good weekend. Thank you.
Appreciate it. Thanks, Cranky.
I mean, I could see it, honestly, Jack, 40-30-20.
Yeah?
And then give 5% to Tripp Pittman and 5% spread out among the rest of them. That's kind of where I see it right now. If I had to call it now, that's what I would say happened. But you know what? It's Friday. The vote's on Tuesday, and the race ain't over till the race is over, and the race ain't over.
I want to know how many millions have been spent promoting Luther or the Super PAC, either promoting Luther or trashing the others. I wonder how many millions have been spent.
Boy.
And he's still at?
Still in the high 20s.
High 20s. He, you know, that's pitiful.
James.
Yes, sir. I wanted to explain kind of why Chuck Norris caught on. We used to watch TV back when he was kind of in his prime. He was a kickboxer and a karate champion, and he was so well known and you know, kind of like the Muhammad Ali of that type of fighting. And so it, when he went to TV, it was realistic that he could actually do those things. So that's why he was chosen for that part, because he was the real thing.
I mean, I too once was a child, and then in the 80s, he would have been what? And he's probably 40, 45 years old, somewhere in there. And he was still kicking butt in movies and doing all this kind of stuff. And I know he had a nice military career. It was honorable and admirable. And I know he went on to I think he even invented a martial art. Am I not mistaken about that? Am I not wrong about that?
Oh, he was great in the martial arts. Yeah,
no, but I think he got so many degrees on all these different things. I think he invented one himself, didn't he?
I'm not sure.
It's called Chunk Kuk Do or something. Can't remember what it's called. But that's
the guy's head of North Korea.
There's something like that, and he actually created his own martial. I mean, I get it. Trust me, he's a bad dude. He's a big old bad boy. I just don't understand the. I mean, he's like close to 80 now.
He's 77 years old.
Is that how old he is? Yeah. I mean, I just don't understand how all that. How all that shakes out.
It was kind of like, you know, if you saw George Foreman after he won the Olympics and, you know, was holding the American flag after he beat the Russian, and then if he went into a movie, you know, where he, people would believe it, you know, so they believed it with Chuck Norris because they would see him on TV winning these fights.
I believe you. Look, I'm sold. I'm sold. I shouldn't have questioned Chuck Norris's prowess. Well, thank you, James. That means a lot.
Sir.
Absolutely. When we get back, Betty Peters is going to set us straight on this situation, Jack Campbell. She was listening. I believe she's in Dothan. She was listening to News and Views, proving statewide radio. Statewide radio.
Everybody she's on says, the State Board of Education. She has to.
I hear all these people. You need to go statewide. You need to go statewide. Hey, let me tell you. We see the IP addresses from the people listening on the app, the News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV app, listening on TuneIn Radio, listening online, newstalk931.com. We see it. And we got some TV in the works as well, boys and girls. It's going to get really interesting up in the studio for long. Betty Peters on the other side. RB, sit tight. Your call's welcome.
Yes, I won't be able to wear my thong anymore.
No, you have to cover up. 272-9228.
is there. With a boulder on my shoulder, feeling kind of older, I trip the merry-go-round.
If it concerns your community, you'll hear about it on News Talk 93.1. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Hello, Montgomery, Millbrook, Prattville, Wetumpka, Pike Road, and the rest of the River Region. This is Baron Coleman for my friend Riley Manning over at Riley Manning Painting. Riley Manning is an absolute legend. He's a wizard. He is a man on a mission, and that mission is to make the River Region beautiful. For the last 48 years, Riley Manning has set himself apart as the premier painting contractor in the River Region. Riley Manning has painted thousands of homes. No job too big or too small for Riley Manning Painting. Commercial, agricultural, industrial, and residential painting. And he also does things like pressure washing your concrete, your deck, your home. He can stain or dye concrete. You have to give Riley Manning Painting a call today. 799-1284, 799-1284, or check him out online, RileyManningPainting.com. That's Riley Manning, Riley Manning Painting. Give him a call, 799-1284, or check him out online, RileyManningPainting.com.
The legendary voice and co-founder of the rock group Steely Dan, Donald Fagen, and the Night Flyers, coming to the Montgomery Performing Arts Center, playing all his solo hits and favorites from the Steely Dan collection, live at the Montgomery Performing Arts Center, August 14th. Tickets are on sale now at Ticketmaster.com, the Impact Box Office, or by calling 800-745-3000. Donald Fagen and the Night Flyers, sponsored by Impact.
A hometown tradition, southern cooking and barbecue. The best sweet tea in the land, countries welcomes you. So are you hungry? Are you hungry?
Hi, I'm Mark from Country's Barbecue, and you might be a Country's Barbecue fan if you've ever heard or used the word, did you know? We use it all the time. Did you know all of our sauces, Sweet Heat and Alabama White sauces, are homemade? Did you know 200 fresh-squeezed lemons are hand-squeezed every day to make our lemonade and, of course, our lemon meringue pie? Did you know we smoke Boston butts over real hickory wood for hours on an open pit? Did you know every one of our pies are made from the freshest ingredients? Did you know we win best tea, period? Did you know everything we do, we work extra hard to make it extra good for you? Now you know it. Come on in and enjoy it.
Country's Barbecue.
Hello, this is Carl Schmidt, naturopath, owner of The Herb Shop. I'm excited to announce our new radio show on Saturday mornings at 11 a.m. I'll be interviewing leading researchers in nutrition, scientists, medical doctors, specialists in the holistic field who can answer your questions. Tune in Saturday mornings at 11 a.m.
Greatest bumper music of all time right here, News Talk, 93.1 FM, WACV.
One of the greatest songs ever recorded.
What does it take to win your love
for me? Because it takes a lot, although I hadn't had to worry about it in a long time.
Let me tell you, this is a classic. All right, my friends, I got to tell you, before we head to the phones, I'm going to bring Betty Peters in a moment, spend a few minutes with her, talk to RB. Your calls are welcome at 272-9228. But I want to tell you, get your pen and paper out, boys and girls. Boys and girls, ladies and gentlemen, gather around, gather around. I want that pen and paper out, because we've brought a new advertiser onto this radio broadcast, and we couldn't be happier. Our longtime friend. Our longtime friend, Troy King. He's a good man. He was a great attorney general. Much maligned during the 2010 race.
He didn't recuse himself.
No, he didn't. He didn't. I mean, you know, it's absolutely amazing. But he's out there and still protecting the public, stillprotectingyou.com. That's his website, stillprotectingyou.com. And when I think about, I was having this discussion with my sister today. She's got a friend, and they've hired an attorney in another case in another state, not even in Alabama. It's over in Georgia. But they hired an attorney, and they have trouble getting the attorney on the phone. They'll talk to other people in the office, but they can never talk to the attorney, the name that they called to talk to. He's the one they wanted to talk to. And I just kept thinking, man, if they just hired Troy King here in Alabama, if they had just lived in Alabama when this happened, and they had just hired Troy King, they wouldn't have this problem. Because, Jack, you know this is true. Who calls you back when you call Troy King?
He does, and it may take him a day because he's pretty busy, but he calls everybody back.
He's the one that calls you back.
And he's the former attorney general calling you back, too.
And I think that makes a difference. I really do. I really do. Too many people, they call because they see the name on the TV or the name on the billboard or the name. You're never going to talk to that person. You know, that's not going to be the person trying your case. Troy King is going to be the person in the courtroom trying your case if it gets that far. So give him a call today. 215-4440. 215-4440. Troy King, stillprotectingyou.com. He's a friend of this program, a friend of both of ours, and now a valued advertiser. So we
and a good guy on top of all that.
Yeah, good guy. 215-4440 here is the disclaimer that the State Bar makes us read every single time that we do an attorney ad. No representation is made. The quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers. That's Rule 7-2, Jack.
Well, I wouldn't have known all that.
Well, you can go look it up. Betty Peters.
Hello.
Betty,
how you doing?
I'm fine. I'm really upbeat. I was just tickled to death, as we Southern Belle say, over our governor's comment about Mr. Sentin.
Well, this is State School Board member Betty Peters. She's from the Dothan area. That's who elects her down there. But she's somewhat of a cult figure here in the Montgomery area because of her.
I'm a what kind?
A cult figure.
Cult, not a cult.
No. No witch's brew. No. No, you're a cult figure up here. And by that I mean a lot of conservative activists in Montgomery love some Betty Peters because of your dogged, consistent, bare-naked, determined conservatism that you fight for every day.
Well, I appreciate that. Thank you very much. It means a lot coming from y'all.
Well, I'm personally glad that y'all decided to let Sentence continue on to see if he can, turn things around.
I don't know if you can act. That may be a premature comment, but at least it was a positive yesterday.
At least he survived one more meeting.
Yeah. And I've been delighted just trying to keep up with some of the news things. And I got a call that, maybe I should try to get up with y'all because I wasn't sure if you had addressed it.
Hey, I got a question. Mm-hmm. Why can we not get the removal and repeal of Common Core? See, when Del Marsh was stopping the Common Core repeal in the legislature, everybody said, and his excuse, it was relatively valid. That's an issue that should be taken up by the school board. Well, the problem was the school board wasn't taken up, which is why I wanted the legislature to take it up. Now we have a school board who presumably is in favorable hands, Betty Peters, Stephanie Bell wing in charge. Why has this not come up for a vote? Do we have the votes? If it was on the agenda, do we have the votes to repeal Common Core tomorrow?
I think if the governor came over and voted, we would, and I am just
is the governor
really
in favor
impressed
of
that she spoke out.
Is the governor in favor of repealing Common Core?
Yeah.
So why can't we get her to a meeting and get this thing repealed?
I think we can. We haven't had it on an agenda where she could vote. And
how do we get it on the agenda?
She doesn't have hours and hours to stay with us at our meetings.
When can we get it on the agenda? Are you saying she doesn't have the stamina to sit through a whole school board meeting?
It's possible to maybe could get it on next time. I wish Stephanie, she's our vice chairman, I would hope she would maybe consider putting it on there. She's concerned about another thing. I don't want to get everybody confused.
Well, I don't want to get too far off field, though. Yeah, Betty Peters add something to the agenda?
I think we could get it on there.
I mean, but by the way you operate, can Betty Peters add something to the agenda?
No.
Why?
Because I'm just a board member. I can suggest it, just like I suggested we discuss the Common Core, like repeal 3 meetings ago.
So there's the only way things can get added to the agenda is if Stephanie Bell adds them.
Like Stephanie or the superintendent, they kind of work together.
Well, why can Michael Sentence not get it on there?
I'm ready for some action. He has tried.
I'm ready for some action. Because what you're telling me is they're going to throw him out, and I want it repealed before they throw him out.
Well, I want him to not only get it repealed, he actually can help us, shepherd us, as you would say, shepherd us through the process, because he understands it. I don't know we could pull anybody in who could get us through the process. And we have a lot of teachers who are very opposed to change. I don't blame them. Every so often we make them change everything. But hopefully we could get it changed for a good while, because I think this would, I really feel, I always have felt that this would, if we could get them the standards really good, high quality, and stick with them.
Let me ask you this. Did Stephanie and the superintendent get into it yesterday?
Not really.
Good.
I thought Stephanie was
poised.
Yeah. she kind of seemed to be a little out of sorts the last meeting or two, and this all went through.
Well, we got to get everybody back under the same tent. How about that?
Well, we've never been under the everybody's not ever
well,
been
I
under
mean,
the same
tent. Well, I mean everybody. I mean Stephanie Bell and Betty Peters. That
yeah,
ring
I think,
of the
yeah,
Republican
and I,
Party
I'm
needs
certainly
to be together.
Willing to work with her, and she has a concern. I'll just say it one time and won't harp on it because nobody's going to know what I'm talking about, except maybe you. There's an ESSA bill, Act.
Every
and we have to give a
Act.
And then our report, and I would like to, for her to make corrections on it. Just saying, read it, I don't know exactly what needs to be corrected, and that needs to be corrected soon. I would hope that maybe she could, she understands it apparently quite well, that she would work with the Department of Ed here, and let's get that straight, and simultaneously be working on repeal and replacing the Common Core. It's not just the Common Core. We just need to come up with some good, strong standards that will have the traditional math. And the stuff Mr. Sentence brought up yesterday about returning to more of a literature-based English language arts kind of standards. We've gotten away from the stories, the complete books and stories that have held up over time and have inspired children and got them hooked onto reading. They don't want to read informational text.
Right.
Yeah.
Betty Peters, ladies and gentlemen, thanks for your call.
Thank you. Glad
you checked in with us.
Call me back anytime. Thanks, Betty.
Betty Peters from the Alabama School Board.
Her heart's in the right place. And Stephanie's is, too.
I believe so. We need to get what the most concerning thing I heard was, why isn't the governor showing up to these school board meetings? She is the chairman of the school board. And what I heard was, well, she doesn't want to stay for the whole school board meeting. Does she not have the stamina to be governor? Part of being governor is you're the chairman of the school board by office. If you don't have the stamina to be governor, don't be governor. Step aside, let Del Marsh do it. But something, you know, my goodness. What I heard in that conversation was the reason we have Common Core in Alabama is they only have the votes if the governor gets there, and the governor doesn't have the stamina to sit through a two-hour school board meeting. And that's disgusting.
Well, you're not going to bring it up if you don't have the votes, that's for sure, because then if it loses, then...
Get the governor.
Well, I totally agree with you, but that's not my job or yours. It's her job.
Right.
By the way, Del Marsh announced he's running for re-election to the Senate.
That is correct.
Which means, or could possibly mean...
Very likely means...
That Kay Ivey's going to run for a full term as governor.
That is true. Alabama's Hillary Clinton will run for a full term as governor.
And...
No stamina.
Now, here's another possibility. They've kind of been grooming Senator Greg Reed from Jasper to be the new president pro tem of the Senate.
Correct.
Now,
that's currently Del Marsh's job.
Right. So does that mean they're going to say, Greg, you got to wait because Del's going to keep his job? Or does it mean Greg Reed's going to run against Del Marsh?
So many things.
Yeah. But supposedly, Del Marsh is invested in a company that Greg Reed does business with in the private sector. So, heard that yesterday. Don't know if it's true.
Well, then why would we say it on the air?
Well, I'm just saying, supposedly.
Oh, that's what the rumor, hot sheets say.
Yes.
Interesting. RB.
Hey, guys. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
How you doing?
Doing good. I'm going to go way off topic.
It's Friday. You're right.
I had to wait till Friday.
The audience owns Friday. We do not.
There you go. Well, I'm going to preface it. I'm a pro-life Catholic. I think you guys are.
Correct.
And I heard a news report yesterday, a lady in Auburn or Opelika, druggie, and then she's being charged with child endangerment for being on cocaine while being pregnant.
Correct.
That always works.
Okay, so you're doing drugs and you're in child endangerment. However, you can go get an abortion and kill that child and you don't get charged with murder. Just kind of wondering y'all's thoughts on that.
Well, I'll take it one step further, because I don't think that's an extreme enough example. I saw in the paper, I might have actually printed it off as a story. I might have, I don't remember.
So many stories, so little time.
So many stories, I hadn't gotten through any of them today. I did not print it off. But there was a woman who was charged just either yesterday or the day before. She put her one-hour-old baby, she had in an apartment, she took it outside and dumped it in the bushes, in the flower bed. Somebody was leaving the apartment building later. They heard what they thought was a cat in distress. They dig into the bushes, and it is, in fact, a one-hour-old baby with the umbilical cord still attached.
Good God Almighty.
And it is being eaten up by ants, and everyone's calling her a monster. And I thought, if this woman had just had an abortion an hour before and had some sicko, psychopath doctor kill that baby while it was still inside of her or in the process of being delivered, she would be a national hero on the left. And that is the sick, disgusting, twisted state of life in our country. And let me tell you, when these kids are told, I could have killed you if I wanted to, they don't have the same respect for life that they should. They just don't have the same respect for life. RB, you're exactly right. Our laws are sick and twisted. They'll allow you to kill a child in the womb who's perfectly fine. I mean, it's a baby, after all. But you can't use cocaine with it, and you're a monster if you dump it in the...
Is the baby okay now?
Yeah, the baby... Well, I mean, it's not okay, but it's alive.
What happened to her?
I guess they arrested her. I don't know.
I hope so. That's awful.
You know, I mean, it's just... It's a terrible, terrible situation. But this is what happens when you have a culture of death. And in this country, we have a culture of death surrounding this issue. You know, they talk about gun violence. 30,000 people die from gun violence every year. Buddy, a million... in this country die from abortion every year. I'm supposed to worry about 30,000 people dying from gun violence?
That's right.
You know, I mean, we're so sick and twisted on this issue in this country. God have mercy on our leaders' souls who let this persist.
It's a mess.
Yeah. All right.
Thanks, guys.
Thanks, bud. Should I read this text on air? It didn't say don't.
Who's it from?
I'm certain I'm not gonna tell you who it's from.
Oh, I know who it's from.
It goes into the Dell thing here that I'm not gonna read it on air. I'm gonna talk to Jack about it during the break, and then we'll talk about whether we're gonna read it on air. Maybe I'll text back and say, is that for public consumption? We'll do that on the other side
of the break. Or ingestion.
ASC Credit Union, amigos, that's where you need to take your business if you want absolutely free checking. I mean, no money sucked out of that account because, well, you didn't have $1,412 average balance in your checking account last month. You dipped below the magic $700 figure, so we sucked 12 bucks out against your will. You don't get that at ASC Credit Union, my friends. No siree, Bubsky. What you get is absolutely free checking all the time. What you get is certificate of deposit rates approaching 2%. What are you getting on yours? I just checked mine the other day. 0.25%, Jackie Brown. 0.25%.
But from other banks, you ain't getting
anything. You're not getting anything. I got to get that account moved over to ASC Credit Union also. I mean, that's just amazing. Sometimes you forget where you got stuff, and then they send you a little thing in the mail, and you're like, oh, yeah, that's right. I had a few hundred bucks over there. So I got to get all this squared away. I'm like you. Learn from Barron's mistakes. Don't make the same mistakes Barron makes. ASE Credit Union, find a location near you today. Join, tens of thousands already have right here in the River Region. Part of a nationwide co-op, so you can cash checks and deposit money and do a little withdrawal in ATM banking around the country free of charge. So do that. Check them out. ASE Credit Union. It's 25 till Jack Campbell, Barron Coleman, more on the other side.
Going. But whether you're going to work or coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings 6 till 9 and afternoons 3 till 6. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
This is Tripp Pittman, Republican candidate for U.S. Senate. This Tuesday, you have a real choice. You can vote for a businessman like me, who has balanced budgets and fought big government. Or you can vote for a career politician or Washington insider who will maintain the status quo. You have a real choice. A choice between a conservative reformer and politicians who do nothing but grandstand. This Tuesday, August 15th, let's send a message, Alabama. Vote for me, Republican Tripp Pittman. I'm Tripp Pittman, and I approve this message.
Brubaker! Brubaker! It's our biggest sale of the year during the summer clearance event at Brubaker Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram in Prattville and Brubaker Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram in Montgomery. We've acquired truckloads of extra inventory and additional staff to sell more than ever before. This week only, take $12,000 off MSRP on every remaining Ram Bighorn Crew Cab pickup or 0% APR financing up to 72 months on almost every new car, truck, or SUV. Got a bump in your credit? That's okay. We have lenders that can get just about anyone approved. Plus, Brubaker wants your trade in any condition, even if you owe thousands more than it's worth. Our biggest sale of the year. $12,000 off MSRP on every remaining Ram Bighorn Crew Cab pickup or 0% APR financing up to 72 months. So what are you waiting for? This week only at Brubaker Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram of Prattville on Cobbs Ford Road in Prattville and Brubaker Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram on the Eastern Boulevard in Montgomery or online 24/7 at Brubaker.com.
Qualified buyers through Chrysler Capital Finance 3888 monthly per thousand finance. No sales plus tax. Tag title and dot fee. All rebates to dealer. Negative equity may be applied to new loan offers. Don't combine.
Hey there. This is Kim Williams with Alabama Home Mortgage. Are you currently paying rent? Why? When you could be investing in your own home. I've got some news just for you. Alabama Home Mortgage is now offering a program that will allow you to purchase your home with only 1% down. You heard me right, 1%. Don't waste your money on rent when you can afford to buy. 1 month's rent could get you into your dream home today. You don't have 1%? Small changes can result in big savings quickly. Skip the coffee and you can buy a house. Did you know that just 1 year's worth of lattes could get you that 1% you need to get in your dream home? Alabama Home Mortgage can get you pre-approved, closed, and moved into your new home with only 1% down. Sounds like magic, right? Well, pick up the phone and let us wave our magic wand as we turn renters into homeowners. Call me, Kim Williams, at 567-4223 or visit us online at alahomemortgage.com. That's alahomemortgage.com to see just how much home you can afford. NMLS 372374, Equal Housing Lender.
There's never been a better time to buy a new Chevy because right now at Capital Chevrolet, you can get up to 25% off a 2017 Cruise Hatchback LT. That's right, 25% off. No other dealer can match this price. MSRP 25,530. It's now Sonic priced at an unbelievable $19,144. Only at Capital Chevrolet, 711 Eastern Boulevard, or find new roads online at CapitalChevrolet.com. Save today at Capital Chevrolet, a premier Sonic automotive dealership. Stock number HS550988 with approved credit. See dealer for details.
May I see your help? Health insurance card, please.
Oh, I left it at home.
Delay of game on the patient.
Ooh, that's gonna cost him.
Wait, he's challenging the play.
But why is he pulling out his phone?
He's using the Alabama Blue app from Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Alabama. His insurance card is right there.
Unbelievable! He turned what looked like a busted play into a huge gain.
Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Alabama. We cover what matters. Proud sponsor of college football. Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Alabama is an independent licensee of the Blue Cross and Blue Shield Association.
Rich Thomas Weather, brought to you by Wiley Sanders Trucking. Effective June 2017, there's been an increase in pay, plus a $1,000 sign-on bonus for regional and over-the-road drivers. Hazard endorsement required. Visit WileySanders.com.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. Flash flood watch continues in effect again today through tonight. Mostly cloudy. I think there'll be some partial sunshine later, enough to get us up to about 90 for a high. Scattered showers and thunderstorms become much more numerous by this afternoon and this evening, and a few showers continue overnight, low 75. Tomorrow and Sunday, highs around 90. Partly sunny, a generous supply of afternoon and evening storms, about 50% coverage both days. Download our weather app. It'll keep you on top of the weather with push notifications for watches and warnings like we had yesterday, and future radar and radar plus hourly forecasts. Go to the App Store, search Rich Thomas Weather. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Alabama Wholesale Lumber, serving the River Region with the best quality building materials for decades. Contractor to do-it-yourselfer. Call Alabama Wholesale Lumber.
What is it, 20 minutes to the top of the hour? 20 minutes to the Dan Morris Show as News Talk greatness continues. 12 hours a day right here on News Talk, 93.1 FM, WACV. Jack Campbell, Baron Coleman with you from 9 to noon every day.
How you durn?
How are you durn? I'll tell you how I'm durn. I'm hungry. It's late in the morning. Lunch is underway, and nothing makes me more jealous this time of day than knowing people are over there noshing on Midtown Pizza Kitchen while I'm stuck in the attic with no static for another 20 minutes. That bothers me. It bothers me, Campbell, because I know what the special is this week. I saw Nate Dogg ordered it just the other day when we ate together at Midtown Pizza Kitchen, and it was dynamite. Bow tie pasta in a white sauce with sautéed sausage and mushrooms. And it was amazing. It looked so good. He did everything but lick the bowl. And I think had he been there alone, he would have. I think he would have if he'd have been there alone. I may get that for dinner tonight, as a matter of fact. I'm going to go by Midtown Pizza Kitchen for dinner tonight. And I think tonight may be the night that I get the special over at Midtown Pizza Kitchen. Of course, they got a great wine menu. You're going to take advantage of that tonight as well. But I might have one of their 16 beers they have on tap. I know I'm going to get the cannoli. That's a no-brainer. I'm not going to Midtown Pizza Kitchen and not getting the cannoli. That's going to have to happen. So Midtown Pizza Kitchen, find one of their two locations near you. They have one north of the river, Cobbs Ford Road in Prattville, where the High Point Shopping Center is located. It's right there inside that High Point Shopping Center. The Zelda Place location right around the backside where they hide all that parking. That's where the Midtown location is.
Now, let me tell you, it may not be Wind Down Wednesday, but it could be Foam Up Friday because they got a bunch of beer on tap.
Who is this? Hello?
It's Jimmy.
Jimmy!
How are you?
I'm doing well, Jimmy. Have you read this book? I thought of you when the guy called in earlier. Forbidden Archaeology by Michael Cremo?
I'm not too much into archaeology.
No, okay, sorry. Well, I am, so I'll read it and tell you all about it.
I heard you mention the name this morning, Ray McGovern.
Ray McGovern.
We're talking about the Russian collusion stuff and all that stuff.
Yes.
He's a former CIA guy. He did two tours in Vietnam. He was a senior CIA analyst for 30 years.
Okay.
And he did briefings for three different presidents. Highly credible guy. Very credible.
And?
He was one, after 9/11, he was one of the first ones to expose those. There was no weapons of mass destruction. And I tell you what, you're right on the money about this Russian thing. This whole thing was created by the NSA and the CIA. They knew Trump has some Russian dealings. Say, well, we'll create all this stuff and we'll destroy this guy. That's what they did. That's my opinion of it.
Oh, so Ray McGovern was the one that founded the Veterans Intelligence Professionals for Sanity?
Yeah, that's right.
Oh, okay. That's why I couldn't figure out the name there. Okay, now I've drawn the connection. Now keep going.
Yeah, he is a very credible person.
I got a question, Jimmy. You sound like the kind of guy I should ask. Have you invested in Bitcoin?
No, as a matter of fact, I had it up on my computer yesterday. I don't know exactly what Bitcoin is, but I've been looking at it.
Well, I got into it a while back. It is amazingly highly valued right now. $3,525 is the latest thing. If you go back just a month ago, it was just a shade over $2,000. You go back a year ago, it was around $500 or $600. It's now at $3,525. That means $3,525, about a 700% gain in a year. Just in the last month, it's up about a third. In the last week, it's up about 20%. In the last day, it's up 3%.
Is that a simple, short way you can explain to me exactly what Bitcoin is?
Yes, it is. Well, not a simple way to explain it, but the simplest way to explain it is an alternative currency.
Yeah.
It's not a fiat-backed currency. It's not issued by any state government or Federal Reserve Bank or anything. It is a currency that is based in computers, and it's very diversified. It takes thousands and thousands of people working in concert to ever approve a single transaction. And in so doing, it makes it nearly impossible to have a fraudulent transaction. You would have to co-op tens of thousands of people and get them to work simultaneously to make a fraudulent transaction.
Well, if you cash it in, do you get U.S. currency?
Yeah. You buy it with U.S. currency, you cash it in with U.S. currency. Yeah.
So it's almost possible to be hacked into then.
It's as safe as your account is safe. If you have a bad password, just like if you have a bad bank password, you could lose everything. But if you've got good password and good backups and good two-factor authentication and all that, just like you should on any bank account that you access online, you should be able to get it. There's a website, if you want to get started, called Coinbase. Check it out. Do some research on it. I'm not recommending it. I use it, but I'm not telling you to use it. Go do your own research. Figure out what you want to do. But Coinbase is an FDIC-insured bank, and you can buy Bitcoin and all that stuff through there.
I know it's a lot of people are going to it. They consider it a safe alternative.
As this Korean War rhetoric ramps up, I hear over in Korea and Japan, they're just pouring tons of money into this stuff, and a lot of the Russians are pouring their money into it because they're concerned about their stuff being confiscated. It's just a way to get it away from the government, really. I'm not recommending it for anybody. I was just curious. Jimmy seems a lot like me on a lot of things. I was just curious if you were into this stuff.
Yeah, a little bit. I'm very interested in it. I've read bits and pieces about it for the last couple of years, but I never really got into it.
Whoa, man, if you'd have gotten into it a couple of years ago, you'd have about 8 times the amount of money you had, maybe 25 times the amount of money you had. I'll give you an idea of how much. They say if you go back about 5 years, if you'd have put $100 in, you'd have millions today, millions. So,
I just had a friend. I had a friend that his cardiologist, they hacked into his records. They got all the Social Security numbers and all the medical information, and the doctor had to pay a ransom to get all the information back.
Yeah, that's the fear with electronic records. Part of me wishes they'd have just stayed with paper medical records. Got to run, Jimmy.
Thank you so much.
Appreciate it.
Have a good weekend, Jimmy.
Yeah, Jimmy's a good guy. I'm going to check into that guy.
Jimmy reads a lot. I mean, he's tuned in.
Jimmy knows some stuff. You know who else knows some stuff? The governor of the great state of Alabama, Kay Ivey.
Hi, this is Kay Ivey.
How are you, Kay Ivey?
Oh, I'm doing well, sugar. How are you today?
I feel like $100 million.
How are you doing, Governor?
Oh, I'm doing well, Jackie. How are you today?
Oh, I'm just dry as a bone.
Splendid, splendid.
Oh, now, sugar, I will tell you, this is always on topic. I got polled last night.
You got polled last night? Well, what question were you asked?
Well, one question was, do I smell cabbage? And the next question was, will you please get off of me?
That's an interesting survey there.
That's an
interesting survey.
The present I got my little fireman. Have you seen that little fiery red BMW out there?
Have I seen the little what?
Fiery BMW out there.
No, I have seen it. It's beautiful.
Oh, yeah. That's for my little fireman. He deserves it. He earned every bit of that. Now, sugar, Granny has got a bone to pick with Mr. Barrett.
Oh, no. What did I do?
Oh, you was getting on to me today about being missing these school board meetings.
That's right. Do you have the stamina to be at a school board meeting?
Now, you know what? Well, actually, do you have someone that advertises and sells vehicles? Because I'm going to need one of them vans like Hillary Clinton has. Throw me in to go around the state when I run for governor.
Well, she was chucked into that van like a side of beef.
Oh, yeah, sugar. But the reason I cannot make the state school board meetings is I'm still on my tour.
You're on your what?
My tour.
Poor.
Tour.
P-O-R?
Listen, yes. The listen, learn.
Oh,
help, oh, and tour. Lead. Tour.
Yes. The listen, learn, help, and lead me to the KBC tour.
I forgot about the tour. I forgot you were on that tour.
Right now, we're on the Hyundai Boulevard, headed toward Campbell to the liquor store. And by the way, we still have those shirts to sell at all the KBC stores. And we will be finishing up tonight at the Bowling Hall for the Fourth Estate at the Jim Gilmore meeting. So if anyone would like to be at the tour, and, you know, that John Hanson, I heard him on your radio show the other day. He has been my driver here lately, but he is so undependable. He does not show up for work, and I'm just waiting for those robot cars to come out for those to drive me around this state.
Have you been to a museum lately?
Museum?
With
No, sugar, I have not. I have not. But anyhow, Granny got to run. Do tell me this now, sugar. Do you have the number for that cold plumbing place?
I do. 279-8919.
Okay. Well, thanks. 279-8919. Okay. Yeah, Nancy Whaley came by the house last night, and I think her fat ass is still stuck on my toilet right now.
Well, that would be trouble with your bowl.
No wonder. I think that cabbage is burning, Governor.
All right, boys. Now, y'all be sweet. Granny's got the dancing. Pick up the pace. I got to get to the parlor, sugar.
Oh, fresh off of a...
Where does she come up with this?
I don't know where she comes up with that. all right, my friends, how do we transition from that to cold plumbing?
Well, pretty obvious.
279-8919. Generous sponsors of the third hour of this program, Cold Plumbing, is 279-8919. You can check them out online, coldplumbing.com. They're also on Facebook. You can do that as well. So for all your plumbing services, give Cold Plumbing a call. All right, Jack. Got to collect ourselves for the last
segment. I just have
here.
A vision of Nancy Whirly stuck on Hayes Turlet.
Let's hope I don't get bald. We'll be back. Yep, I learned in high school. It's a wonder I can think at all.
And my lack of education. Want to carry News Talk in your pocket? Download the News Talk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now.
Do you make $172,000 a year? Roy Moore did. Moore was one of the highest paid judges in the nation, raking in more than $172,000 a year, a salary paid for by hardworking Alabama taxpayers. But when he left, Roy Moore wanted more. Over $1 million more. Yep, that's right. Roy and his family were paid more than $1 million from a charity they ran. It's shocking. Travel, even on a private jet, billed to his charity. And then Moore got even more. He got back on the court and started collecting a six-figure salary again, raking in a total of $675,000 in taxpayer-funded salaries. Hundreds of thousands from taxpayers and over $1 million from a charity he controlled. More for Roy Moore and less for Alabama conservatives. Senate Leadership Fund paid for and is responsible for the content of this advertising. Not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee. www.senateleadershipfund.org.
Yes?
Howdy, ma'am. I'm Bill.
Oh, yes, Bill. My cousin told me you know all about outdoor lighting.
Yep, I'm an outdoorsy guy.
Creating an outdoor lighting scheme does take a lot of know-how. That's why you should call the experts at Crosby Electric to enhance your property's beauty and safety.
Are you sure you should be digging there, Bill?
Oh, sure, it's fine. Oh, so that's where that water line is.
Crosby can recommend the right type of lighting. They'll advise you about proper placement around paths, decks, and water features, and they'll install zone security lighting for your safety and peace of mind.
Bill, are you finished yet?
Yep, even lit up your koi pond. See, when I flip this switch.
Bill, you just fried my goldfish. Now what?
Well, I got a nice recipe for tartar sauce.
To make your property safer and more beautiful, call the outdoor lighting experts at Crosby Electric, 272-2085, or visit us at crosbyelectric.com.
It's football season again, and your vehicle needs to be ready to travel to the stadium. At AutoSave Tire and Automotive, we do it all, from oil changes to engines and transmissions, even those pesky check engine lights. We have over 250,000 tires at our disposal, so you're guaranteed the best tire prices every time. Two locations, Montgomery, 5811 Atlanta Highway, or call 356-7486. Prattville, 157 North Memorial Drive, or call 365-5808. We offer 10% discounts to all military personnel. Don't forget, AutoSave Tire and Automotive.
Everyone knows your health is important, but so are your finances. For help with your physical and financial well-being, tune in to Health and Wealth. Weekdays at 6 p.m. on News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Intellectually honest, philosophically consistent radio. News and views from 9 till noon. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
We'll be right back.
right, amigos, we're back. We've got about 4 minutes left. We'll take a couple calls. We've got a few people wanting to get in. 272-9228 is the telephone number if you want to get in. I got to tell you, though, about Mattress Firm before we get too far into this break. My friends at Mattress Firm, they are specially trained to really, really understand what it is someone needs in a sleeping experience. And right now, they're stressing all the cool mattress technology. Let me tell you, as someone who sleeps on that black ice every night, I love it. I absolutely love it. I have gotten to fall so in love with my Beautyrest Black hybrid, individually pocketed coils, that ice cool technology. If you've never laid down on a bed like this, go today. They have three locations right here in the River Region. Cobbs Ford Road in Prattville, on the Eastern Boulevard next to Lowe's, or out at East Chase Mattress Firm, where you can save money, sleep cool, and sleep happy. That's you can do all those things at Mattress Firm. That's a fact, Jack.
And you'll bounce up in the morning like the rubber band man.
We only got two shopping days left until the big election on Tuesday. Monday and Tuesday. That's it.
Are we going to voting for?
They hit the button right as they hung up. Someone hung up.
Are we going to tell people on Monday who we're voting for?
I've got to decide, Jack. I'll tell you what. I'm really not. I don't know if I walked into the polling place right now who I would vote for. I really honestly don't know. I'm down to two. I'll tell you that. I won't tell you which two yet. I'll tell you Monday. I think I'm going to try to decide by Monday and stick to it overnight.
I personally know all the top five.
You know all the... Yeah, personally, sure.
Yeah, Roy and Luther and Trip. Mo and Tripp and Randy. And
yeah.
They're all good guys.
Yeah.
Well, you know, I'm not so crazy about Luther. I'm not voting for him. I'll just say that.
Well...
And I don't hate him. I mean, he's a nice guy. His wife's a nice guy. And they're good folks, but...
I'm overly concerned with what happened with Robert Bentley.
I am too.
And I don't want anyone in the future to pull that stunt. But you know what?
I'm going to tell you a rumor I heard.
He's going to get a lot of votes. Do it in 40 seconds.
Trump had had an emissary call Governor Bentley on lobbying on behalf of someone who was in the running. And the governor at the time, Bentley, told this guy, I have to appoint someone else for personal reasons. And he appointed Luther. Ooh. And personal reasons would be to keep him out of jail, I guess. Although I don't think what he did is jail-worthy. But,
talk about Bentley.
But it was still against the law.
Yeah, as a lawyer, to me, when you are investigating somebody, prosecuting someone, you don't go ask them for favors.
No.
Yeah, you just don't.
And you don't send someone to ask on your behalf either.
Let me tell you, they're going to get a pile of votes for Luther Strange, though. So obviously it's not the biggest issue in the world for everybody.
Yeah, absolutely.
And it'll be a may the best man win. It's been a fair fight, I think, for the most part. You know, and I don't think it was rigged at any level by the...